Well, it's not just the police, actually. It's the Justice Department, it's the policing board, the PSNI. There's a whole range of people that really need to start taking some serious action. And it's not that I wish to overstate the threat, but these things are corrosive. If you don't deal with them early on, then they rise up and get you later on.
You've been speaking to people in Derry, and you say there's growing concern there.
Yes, I mean, whenever I was around talking about people, people are worried about speaking out in case they bring unwanted attention to them. The whole business community is worried about investment, tourism, everything is suffering. And people do need to realise that this type of activity, wherever it is, actually undermines economic recovery.
And you're saying because of the inherent threat there, we're not hearing from business leaders or perhaps your average Joe show up on the street, it's just politicians.
Absolutely. People are still reluctant to speak out. And in fact, even within senior politicians, there is an unwillingness to admit that there's a growing problem. Because you don't want to spook the horses. So we do need a proportionate and coordinated response, and I'm not seeing it at the moment. Well, when you get an absence of law and order, then you obviously have people that step in and fill the void, and the whole idea about what's good for everybody is to get back to normal, to let people try and make a bit of money, and you know, that puts bread on the table and gives people jobs and all sorts of things. So you cannot do that against the background where people think there's going to be bombs against police stations or undercar booby traps, you know, against other people.